USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Former President Trump says his latest indictment is actually driving his poll numbers up. Speaking Saturday at a GOP convention in Columbus, Georgia, Trump said that it is a, quote, horrible thing for the country, but the only good part of it is his poll numbers are, quote, way up. Alan Sanders, though, the professor emeritus of political science at St. Peter's University in New Jersey, said Trump's base could inspire his challengers.
But one should remember two things about those cultic followers. First, they are not a majority of the American people. That's number one. And secondly, anything that activates them to cheer on Trump all the more also activates all of the opponents of Trump. And there's not enough coverage of that.
Trump, who faces a 37-count indictment related to classified documents stored at his Mar-a-Lago home after leaving office, told the crowd Saturday that his fundraising numbers are, quote, through the roof. He is expected to surrender at a Miami courthouse on Tuesday. It was a day to recognize the LGBTQ community at the White House.
The president addressed the largest pride celebration ever held at the White House.
You are loved. You are heard. You are understood. And you belong.
He commended the LGBTQ community for their bravery and their inspiring impact on the world. President Biden reaffirmed his administration's dedication to ensuring the safety of all individuals and reiterated his support for banning assault weapons. Survivors of the 2016 Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando were among the attendees. I'm John Schaefer.
Saudi Arabia and the United States are holding a 24-hour ceasefire between the Sudanese armed forces and rapid support forces. Both warring factions agreed to rest and let humanitarian aid get to citizens throughout the Sudan. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
The governor of Oklahoma is endorsing Republican candidate Ron DeSantis for president. On Saturday, Governor Kevin Stitt released a statement calling DeSantis a strong and principled leader who could, quote, unwind the disastrous liberal mandates of the Biden administration. What do Americans feel about the state of the country? Jeremy Scott finds out.
Our morals are the lowest in over two decades, according to a poll by Gallup. 54% say the state of Americans' moral values is poor. That includes 74% of Republicans and 38% of Democrats.
History made at the Belmont Stakes on Saturday. Jenna Antonucci becomes the first woman trainer attached to a winning horse when Arcangelo won the 155th running. Two of the biggest names in comedy are teaming up for a tour. Jerry Seinfeld and Jim Gaffigan announced that they'll be doing four arena shows in the fall. The series will kick off November 3rd in San Francisco before moving on to Los Angeles, Chicago, and St. Louis. Transformers, Rise of the Beasts opened the weekend with $25 million, and it's expected to close with $60 million. It could overtake Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which is projected to reach $56 million in its second weekend in release. Naomi Watts is tying the knot for the first time. Over the weekend, Watts married her partner of 6 years, actor Billy Crudup, in a private ceremony. The two met while on the set of their shared Netflix show, Gypsy, in 2017. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.